Hey there, friends. It's Nick. Quick podcast today, but I just want to talk about something that I'm hoping to do at some point this weekend. I'm holding in my hand, as I record this, I was going to say something I haven't held for 30 years, but actually it's more like the type of thing. I'm holding a 28mm D&D miniature. So as you'll know, if you've been listening to these podcasts, I've been re-embracing my geek over the past few months. And although D&D is really a game of the imagination, it comes from the kind of tradition of tabletop war games. So when in a D&D you're having a fight, it can be useful to have these little miniatures. And certainly when I was playing in the 80s, we'd have miniature models for our characters so we could see where they were in relation to the monsters or the bad guys or whatever it was. And these miniatures, you know, they come grey. In my day, it was, you know, some kind of metal. They were probably made of lead or something. But now, inevitably, it's plastic. And these things are incredibly detailed. They're sculpted at a much bigger size and then condensed down. And if you look online, you can see the extraordinary work of art that some of these kind of things become when they're painted. So as part of my reintegration with my geek self, I've bought a load of paints and I'm having that moment, you know, like you have when you go back to your, when you go back to your primary school or your preschool or something, somewhere you went to when you were young and you think, wow, this place is really small. I'm looking at this tiny, tiny model in my hand and thinking, well, I can barely see this with my 53-year-old eyes. But it's reminded me of something which I learned back then. So with the first time I ever got one of these things, and I was, of course, determined to make it beautiful. And I had my little pots of paint and what have you. And I remember, just to give you an example, if I look at this model here, this wizard has a cloak and a staff. But across the cloak, he's kind of got like a messenger bag slung across his shoulder. So that will be a different color. The cloak has trim around it. So, you know, you could easily argue that the trim around the edge of this cloak should be a different color to make it look cool. And when I first did my first painting of one of these things, I remember I'd start by doing the trim because that's the closest bit to the edge. And I want to get the trim exactly right. And then I'd go on to the next bit of the cloak, which is obviously the main color. And then I'd want to get that exactly right. And then I'd paint the belt exactly right. And I was just trying, maybe the best way to think about it is I was trying to paint everything just once and make it exactly right. And one of my friends, I can't remember which one, who either just knew better than I did or was more intuitive in tune, had more common sense than I did, said, no, what you need to do is you need to get the big things and just paint them all in, and then you paint the little things on top of those. And really, this idea of doing the big things first, you know, I mean, it's such a simple idea, but it's so powerful because what we get to see is when we do, I mean, he was essentially talking about almost sketching the colours in, blocking out the colours, and then building on top of that to create the thing we wanted, which of course is so much quicker, so much easier, so much more efficient. But it also gives us the chance to kind of do a sketch of the thing first and see if we're going in the right direction. You know, when you do the big things and you do them, you kind of sketch them in quickly, you get to see whether they're going to be something that you want to do, as opposed to wasting time doing the exact drawing, if you will, doing the exact blueprints on a little bit and then just going to the next bit. What we want to do is sketch things in, see whether it's worth doing the detailed work. And that's just something I thought about this morning when I picked up this absolutely tiny figure, and maybe I should now go online and order one of those magnifying glasses for people who can't see. Anyway, that's what I've been thinking about. As ever, it's the first draft of what I'm thinking today. Thanks for listening. Remember that your story means business. And if you want to dig deeper into how to tell a better story online, search for story.business. Bye now.